This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Senate committee will hold a hearing today on two Colorado public lands bills, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One of those bills would establish the Dolores River National Conservation Area and Special Management Area. The other is the CORE Act, which would protect hundreds of thousands of acres across western Colorado. Senator John Hickenlooper, who sits on the subcommittee hearing the bills, remains optimistic about their chances. He says he's been talking to Republicans about them.
They're thinking and reflecting, but I think this might be an opportunity to get long overdue recognition for the CORE Act and now for Dolores.
Both bills have had hearings in the Senate before, but neither has made it out of committee. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two people have died in separate incidents at Rocky Mountain National Park this month. A 26-year-old woman from Boulder died Sunday after falling 500 feet while free solo climbing on Blitzen Ridge. The victim's body was recovered after her climbing partner called for help. And last week, a 25-year-old man from Rhode Island drowned after being pulled underwater at West Creek Falls. His body was recovered the following day. On average, five people die at the park each year, according to the Denver Post. Tickets for what's billed as the nation's largest beer festival go on sale today. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Each year, tens of thousands of beer connoisseurs and brewers descend on downtown Denver from all over the world for the Great American Beer Festival. Along with samples of thousands of different styles and tastes, the Boulder-based Brewers Association also holds a competition, giving gold, silver, and bronze medals for each official style. Attendance has dropped since the pandemic, but officials hope this year's festival in late September will draw crowds back. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Come find these stories and more of what's going on around Colorado at CPR.org.